from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are. We're saying happy anniversary today because today is the 30th of May in the year of our Lord 2013. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I'm the host of Radio Biafra and the director of Radio Biafra as well. I have with me today Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. This is a very sober day for almost all of us because today we are remembering the declaration of our wonderful country, the beautiful Biafra land, that was made on this day in 1967 by the late general himself, His Excellency Chukwuemeka Odumegwu Ojukwu, who led the people of God to break away from the colonial dictate of the Sokoto Caliphate. We suffered in that war and a lot of us perished. The war lasted between 67 and 1970. We are welcoming everyone to this program, especially our new friends on Facebook, our new friends on Twitter as well. Wherever you are in the world and you're listening this evening, we are saying welcome. We are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Of course, it's a very pleasant day for us because we are remembering the day that the state of Biafra was made free from the bondage of Nigeria. But also, we are remembering the dead, those that perished, those that died, those whose death precipitated the start of the declaration of Biafra, and those that perished in the war itself. Today, we remember them, we remember their spirits, we commit them into the hand of God, and we also ask our ancestors to come and join us as we embark upon this journey to finish the work that they started. Radio Biafra is about finishing the work that these gallant and brave men and women, both the civilians and the soldiers, started many years ago. That is what we are going to finish. And by His grace, we shall finish it. By the spirit of our ancestors embedded in us, we shall bring this to a successful conclusion. Biafra is going to be free. Once again, if you're joining us, we are saying welcome to you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. Once again, you can receive Radio Biafra via www.radiobiafralondon.com, www.radio.radiobiafra.co. If you're having difficulties or it's a bit unstable, please, if you have especially a laptop or a mainframe computer by which you're listening to us this evening, you can go to beliehumanrights.org, beliehumanrights.org. I can also say that I'm speaking to you that Carol Monday has walked into the studio and will be joining us this evening as well. As I said, we have Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. We hope to be joined by Uche Mefo at some point. He's at the controls of Radio Biafra. We hope he can join us at some point later on this evening as we proceed. Once again, wherever you are in the world, we're saying thank you very much for joining us and you're welcome to the program. Radio Biafra is an open platform station. Here, everybody, wherever you are in the world, can interact with any other person in a different geographical location. Radio Biafra is received in every country on this planet, in every continent in this world. Wherever you are, you can make your voice to be heard. All you need to do is to call the number that is showing on the top right-hand corner of your screen. That is the Radio Biafra studio number. We start taking your calls around about 7:30, 7:35. Again, you can join us via Skype. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. Add Radio Biafra. You can speak to us via Skype as well, should you wish to do so. Do not forget that Radio Biafra is on Facebook. A lot of you has been doing a lot of great work. The great Russian people, the Biafrans in Russia, has been doing a very good job adding their friends to the Facebook page. Agujewe, especially, should be mentioned. He's added over 1,000 of his friends to Radio Biafra Facebook page. That is Radio Biafra London. That is how you find us on Facebook. You can go in there to add your friends. We also recognize the contribution of Everest Chinedu, also Kashmir Smith, Kashmir, and Blessing Joseph. These are people that have gone ahead to add as many friends of as possible. We are asking everyone to place every Igbo person, every Idoma person, every Efik, every Ibibio, every Ijaw, every Urobo and Ishekiri person on Radio Biafra Forum. It is important. The reason being is that it is far more quicker for us to mobilize people and also to disseminate information. The reason why we've been under bondage for very long is because the information has been lacking. Before I proceed to get you more of the announcements we have for you this evening, before we bring you the headlines and then the analysis, before we begin to take your calls, let me go to Carol to please say hello to all of you listening this evening. Carol, please.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everybody.
Thank you. And today's our anniversary. You don't want to wish them happy anniversary? Biafra was born on this day many years ago.
Happy anniversary, everybody. I've had plenty of messages today, actually.
Thank you very much. And we have Dr. Egemba as well. Please, Doctor, can you say hello to our wonderful people, please?
Biafran people, the lovers of Biafra, friends of Biafra, wherever you are in the world, happy Independence Day. Today is Biafran Independence Day. Let us mark it in a low-key, wherever you are. It should be a day you should redouble your effort, add more people to Facebook page, talk to more people about Radio Biafra. It's our Independence Day. Time will come in the near distant future. It will be a day the whole world will come to understand, appreciate, and it is going to become one of the important days in the world calendar that is Biafran Independence Day. Wherever you are, happy Independence Day. Sit down, involve, get your friends involved, listen, and let us together share this special message we are going to bring you today to commemorate our 46th year as an independent country. Regardless of the status we are now, Biafra is Biafra, and Biafra we will all remain. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, and Dr. Gemba. That was Dr. Gemba speaking to us remotely, but of course, he's part of the program this evening. We are here to bring you news, views, commentaries, and analysis regarding how we're going to get Biafra on Unapologetically Radio. Biafra is a one-issue radio station. We are here to get Biafra in truth and honesty. We are not here to do anything else, but I must have regard. Somebody sent in a message on the website. The person was complaining that I get too upset. And they wrote in to say that Nnamdi is always angry, is very upset, why he should try and turn down, that freedom fighters should not be angry. And I would suggest to our dear listener, it's a very valid observation. We recognize that, of course, we do. I'm not angry for no other reason than the fact that I'm tired of being a slave. When you're a slave and you want to break away, there is nothing to be happy about. So you must try to bear with us as we proceed on this wonderful journey to get Biafra in truth and honesty. Of course, sometimes we may err outside the normal realm of broadcasting. It's understandable because our own case is very, very different. Our case is not like any other case. We are not in a democracy. We are fighting a war of attrition. We are trying to extricate ourselves from the bondage, from the clutches of death. We belong to a very big zoo in a desert. We are animals. We are even lower than monkeys. So we have every right to be upset as to what is happening to us in that useless country called Nigeria. We did not wish to be a part of it. Nobody voted to be part of Nigeria. But unfortunately, people that came to Nigeria without visa, the Europeans that came without visa, they shot their way in. These days, when I want to come abroad, I have to look for visa. But when they came, they asked no one for visa. They buy their way in. They said, you. From today, your name is Nigeria. And everybody's jumping all over the place like monkeys in a zoo, which is why they refer to Africans as monkeys. That is exactly the same reason why anywhere you go in the world, they look down upon you because they don't think you're a human being, because you cannot reason. Nobody can come to your country and tell you how to live, tell you who good to live with. It is the duty of God to decide what a nation should be made up of, not for people from Europe. If you're joining us this evening, we're welcoming you once again. This is an open platform station. You can speak to us, you can talk to us, you can speak your mind, you can air your views. Anything that is bothering you regarding how we are going to get Biafra, please do air that on this station. This is an open platform station. You don't pay. This is not like any other Nigerian media outfit where you need to pay somebody to be able to have your voice heard. Here is, we are projecting the voice of Biafra to the entire world. Every country on this earth is monitoring our transmission this evening. They are listening very attentively. They want to hear what we have to say. They want us to project Biafra in the most positive light so that we can begin to educate not just ourselves, but the entire humanity about what it means to be a Biafran, about what Biafra is all about, what we are looking for, what we are trying to accomplish in pursuit of this noble cause called freedom. What we are looking for is our freedom. We are not fighting for resource control. We are not fighting for settlement. We are not looking for monetary gain. All we want is for our people to be free. The same way our land was before the Europeans came, before the Berlin Conference, we want to go back to the way we used to live, how we used to worship God in truth and honesty. That is what we are asking for. That is what we are looking for. The longer we remain in Nigeria, the more death will come to us. This evening, we're welcoming you wherever you are in the world. This is our anniversary this day. Biafra is the new Biafra, so to speak. It's 46 years old today because it was declared on the 30th of May in the year of all out 1967. Here we are today in 2013 pursuing the same thing that a lot of people fell for. This is our principal headlines this evening upon which our discussions will be based. We are reporting this evening that the Biafra anniversary is today. It was celebrated on Facebook, emails and other internet fora because we've not still heard about any demonstrations or any gatherings anywhere. No lectures were being delivered anywhere to our knowledge. So Biafra today was celebrated on Facebook, on Radio Biafra Facebook page, which you can find by going to Facebook at Radio Biafra London. Type it in, you'll be able to see that. A lot of people exchanged pleasantries, emails and other internet fora and discussion groups. Biafra was discussed today as well. Again, we are reporting this evening that the victims of Odi massacre are to get that is 7.6 million, as we reported a few months ago, in compensation from the Nigerian government as victims of Biafra. The same thing that happened in Odi happened in Biafra. They invaded our land. They killed our people, 3.5 million to be very precise. They took everything we had. On top of that, Awolowo also took our money. But this day in Odi, they are going to get 37.6 billion compensation for the invasion that Obasanjo ordered as the supreme commander of the military in Nigeria during his tenure as the president. This is what is happening in Nigeria. One law for other people and one law for the Igbo people. We are saying, why is this happening? That is our critical point this evening. Why can't we pursue any collective issue, any collective case concerning all our people to its rightful conclusion? That draws us again to also remind our listeners that Biafra is in court with Nigeria in Nigeria. We must know that we took Nigeria to court. They have paid fine to Biafra. Nigeria has accorded judicial recognition to the word Biafra. The case is led by Bilie Human Rights Initiative, representing the indigenous people of Biafra. The case is due for hearing again on the 25th of June. We must bring this to the attention and to the knowledge of all our listeners all over the world that the next hearing for the court case Biafra versus Nigeria is on the 25th of June next month. The case will be heard at Owerri Federal High Court with Honorable Justice Shuaibu presiding. We have reported previously that Nigeria paid fine to Biafra. That is recorded. We have it. And in due course, we are going to publish it. Everything you hear from Radio Biafra is absolute fact. Everything we report here is correct. Everything we report here you can regard as gospel truth. We are also reporting this evening that Pakistanis are reporting that they will kill every Nigerian in Pakistan. This is what the families of the kidnapped victims of the pirated ship, a ship that was hijacked off the coast of Bayelsa State, containing Pakistani workers. Pakistani ship hands in a ship that has been kidnapped or taken hostage off the coast of Bayelsa State are threatening that should anything happen to their relatives, they will kill Nigerians in Pakistan. Then the question is, who are the Nigerians in Pakistan? Your guess is as good as mine. Of course, they are Igbo people. So other people hijack a ship containing Pakistanis off the coast of Bayelsa, then Igbos will die in Pakistan as a result of it. Radio Biafra predicted in 2009 that the more we remain in Nigeria, the more we are part of Nigeria, the more death will be visited upon our people wherever they are on this earth. It is now beginning to happen. People who are innocently living in Pakistan are now affected. We must know that these are Islamists. When they say something, they do it. If anything happens to the 9 Pakistani workers on this vessel off the coast of Bayelsa being handled by pirates, they are saying they will kill Nigerians, by which they mean they will kill Igbo people, because Hausa people are not in Pakistan. Yoruba people are not in Pakistan. The people leaving their land and running away are always Igbo people. And when the killing starts, we are the first to be killed because we live outside our territory. These are our principal headlines this evening, and I'll go to bring you the news in summary. With the very brief summary of the news is that this year's anniversary of the Biafra independence, declared by His Excellency General Chukwuemeka Odumegwu Ojukwu on the 30th of May of 1967, passed without much fanfare today. A lot of the activities were restricted to a few online postings. Radio Biafra is marking this by playing the actual Biafra national anthem tonight. We don't play our national anthem willingly. We don't play it all the time, but we're going to play the national anthem in a very short while to bring to the attention of people what it means to be a Biafran. We ask everyone to stand wherever they are as we play our national anthem to remember all those that died, over 3.5 million people that died in the course of the genocide, the killing of our people. We are asking you where you are this evening to please rise up, everybody. We are asking you to rise up because we need to play our national anthem. We are asking you to rise up because we need to respect our national anthem. Our national anthem is sacred. It is sacrosanct. We don't play with it. Whenever we ask you to please do something, try and do so. This evening, we are breaking with protocol. We are trying to bring you the Biafra national anthem the way it should be. Please, we are asking you wherever you are this evening, please, regardless of what you're doing, if we can get it to play, and when we can get it to play, we should be able to announce that to you, to please rise to your feet and be able to listen to the national anthem. We are trying to get that lined up, and once we do, we should be able to bring that to you. So please remain seated for the time being. Our promise this evening is that we remember all those that lost their lives, we honor them, their sacrifice, and all they had to give in the pursuit of Biafra independence between 1967 and 1970. We ask that their spirit rest in peace. We also ask that the same spirit that is keeping them in peace wherever they are lying this evening should rise up and sustain us in this whole journey until we get our freedom. We, the living, on this day, the 30th of May 2013, under the auspices of Radio Biafra and Bilie Human Rights Initiative, do solemnly pledge with our resources and our life to pursue this noble cause until Biafra is free. We ask those that died in the war and our ancestors to forgive us our foolishness, to forgive our waywardness, to forgive our avaricious nature and our lack of focus up until this moment. Upon the honor of the dead, we, the living, under the stewardship of the Editorial Board of Radio Biafra and Bilie Human Rights Initiative, do hereby renew our pledge today before our worldwide audience that we shall finish this battle without submission until death or until Biafra is free. We would not relent, we would not compromise, we would not retreat, and we will not surrender. All we are asking for is our freedom. Nothing else is good enough. We are not asking for anything other than absolute freedom. The OD community, we are reporting also this evening, in Kolokuma and Opokuma local government areas of Bayelsa State, will be entitled to 53% of the 37.6 billion monetary compensation granted by the federal court sitting in Port Harcourt, River State. On Tuesday, it was learned that 47% of the judgment money will be shared among the lawyers handling the case and some persons in the community who sponsored the suit. The reason why we're bringing this news is not just for the significance that compensation is being paid to the community in OD, which is an Ijaw community, but that also their lawyers are asking for 47% of the 37.6 billion monetary compensation. This is in contrast with our lawyers led by Barrister Emeka Adolf Emeka. We filed the case in court at Owerri without asking for one penny from anybody. We put money together and filed the case in the court. Very few people, we must say, from here in London. Again, the lawyers representing Biafra is saying that they will not charge not one dime from this entire case. Compare this with what has happened in this very case. You will understand the dedication, the sacrifice, the patriotism of the people pursuing Biafra this time around. The court had on February the 18th ordered the federal government to pay 37.6 billion compensation to the people of Odi for the invasion of their community by armed soldiers during the administration of ex-president Olusegun Obasanjo. This was what happened in Nigeria. We are reporting it today for people to understand that when something happens to other people, Nigeria pay up. If you take Nigeria to court, they will submit, they will pay up. That is why we're in court. And the next hearing is on the 25th of June. People sometimes call up and say, oh, what is happening to Biafra? Can you tell us what is going on? We are telling you this evening that our case is in court. We are in court with Nigeria. The next hearing is on the 25th. If we win the, not if, when we do win the case, we are trying to set a legal precedent never before attempted in the history of freedom fighting, that you can get your freedom partly via the legal means. It is doable. It is possible. We want the court to interpret the statute contained in the Constitution of Nigeria that freedom for autonomous people, for indigenous people, is a right enshrined and recognized both at the United Nations and also in international, in local law, which Nigeria ratified. Nigeria ratified the convention that recognized the rights of the indigenous people all over the world, and that is what we're enforcing. We are enforcing the law. People must understand that we have the right to be free, and it is that very law that we are enforcing in the court of law in Nigeria. We are also reporting this evening that families of the five Pakistani nationals on board an oil vessel, MT Matrix 1, abducted last Saturday, 40 nautical miles off the coast of Bayelsa, have told the management of the company, Matrix Energy Warri, Delta State, not to pay any ransom to the abductors to get them released, promising that they will kill Nigerians in their numbers anywhere they are found in their country. These are Pakistanis. These are people that killed Benazir Bhutto, their own prime minister. When they say something, they will do it. So if you have people in Pakistan, you might as well tell them to leave the country immediately. That is why we have Radio Biafra. We said with Radio Biafra received in every country of the world, if there is any alarm to be raised, this is where you hear it first. The abducted victims include the captain, the chief officer, the cook, and two others. They were conveying automated gasoline oil, AGO, from Lagos to Eket when they were accosted and abducted by sea pirates off the Bayelsa coast at about 9 p.m. on Tuesday night. Matrix sources said that they have opened discussions with the company, even as the company has informed the relevant security agencies both in Bayelsa State and Warri in Delta State of the incident. Details of the negotiations with the company on ransom amounts were not disclosed, but it was learned authoritatively that the families of the kidnapped victims had instructed that no ransom should be paid to secure their freedom, adding that if they kill any of them, they shall take revenge on Nigerians in their hundreds in Pakistan. These are Igbo people living in Pakistan. There is no Yoruba person living in Pakistan, no Hausa person, so they are going to kill our people. If you know who the pirates are, please tell them to release them, because the lives of Igbo people are in danger in Pakistan. If they don't, they will be killed. Nobody will report it. It will go under the radar as usual. It will be another Izu River. We jump about for a few hours and then it's gone. We don't want any more deaths. The ones that people be killed is enough. The people dead, the bodies lying in the mortuaries, in the mass graves in Anambra State, is more than enough. We don't want our people dying anymore. We don't want our people killed in Pakistan. That is the reason why we are asking this evening. Please, if you know anybody in Pakistan, ask them to relocate immediately. If they remain there, they are, or in all probability, likely to be killed. These are our headlines this evening. And on our talking point, we are asking you to please tell us how we get Biafra as quickly as possible. We are doing something. We know where we're going, but we need as much input as possible. We are asking this evening, why is it possible to compensate other people and not Biafrans? Why can't people take our plight seriously, especially Igbo people? Why is it that we are buffeted from all sides? Even the people that we elected as governors, as House of Reps, as senators, they are even killing us the more. What are we going to do? For how long should we continue to fold our arms? We're also reporting this evening that the piracy of the coast of Bayelsa State is likely to lead to ramifications on the lives of our people living in Pakistan. What are we going to do to stop it? Before I come to Carol, who is in the studio with me, I will go to Dr. Egemba to please give us his own understanding, his own summary, his own précis of the headlines we are presenting this evening. Doctor, please. Doctor, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. That was a very detailed and expected introduction, which will help our listeners to get into the rhythm, and we'll be able to understand the importance of this day. Obviously, I've touched on a number of things, but let me start with the OD. I must say here that I am not surprised that that action took place, because who was the president of Nigeria when it happened? Olusegun Obasanjo, one of the commanders during the war that concentrated, that commanded the division, one of the divisions that attempted to capture Owerri, and he failed to capture Owerri. And because of that, he has not forgiven Igbo people. He is one of the people who tried everything possible to take Owerri, and our people insisted that he cannot take it. Although Owerri finally fell, but not to Obasanjo. That Owerri did not fall to Obasanjo, that hatred has been registered in his DNA and in his blood. Anything coming east of the Niger, he don't want to know. As far as he's concerned, there are Igbos. This is one thing we want to let our brothers know, that Odi, as far as Obasanjo is concerned, is an Igbo area, is an Igbo territory. Remember, it is the same Obasanjo that signed away Bakassi to Cameroon. It is the same Obasanjo that has sworn a sworn enemy of Igbo people. He don't make secrets of it. He has said it to anybody who cares to know. Obasanjo hates Igbo people, and by this I mean everybody that is living in east of the Niger, from Lokoja, from down to Soka, the upper northern area in Enugu State, down to the remote riverine area in River State, in Bayelsa State. You are all grouped under one, soiled with one hatred from Obasanjo. The question is, and I want you to carefully think about this, if Obi is in Yoruba land, will Obasanjo order it to be wiped out? I have in front of me, as a part of this research, a part of the amount of arsenal with military weapons that were assembled to wipe out a small tiny village. It is unbelievable. It's just like using atomic missile, atomic bomb to kill an ant. That's what it's supposed to. If Odi is in anywhere in the Yoruba land, will Obasanjo order for its wiping out from the face of the earth? If Bakassi, Bakassi is not the talking point today, I just want you to also add to it one of the things that Obasanjo have done against the Igbo people, against the Biafran people. He sold out Bakassi. If Bakassi is in Western Nigeria, is in the Yoruba land, will Obasanjo sell it out to other countries? So these are some of the things, while you are thinking why we are celebrating today, instead of us to be, I cannot say to be in a joyous mood because we are still under occupation, but instead of us to reflect, think about ways and means of getting Biafra, as Nnamdi have prompted you people, today will be dedicated, since it is a national day, a Biafra day. What idea do you have? What suggestion do you have? What suggestions have you heard of? What has worked somewhere else? What they call good practice? What is it that is good you have seen other people done? That what was done in other places? You must have, because we travel a lot, we live in different parts of the world, we have the opportunity to meet up with people from different cultures. You have friends from South Africa, you have friends from South Sudan. As a matter of fact, there is one of my brothers from India, whose wife is from Southern Sudan. That's the shield you have for our people can travel to make friends. Please ask them best practice. When you have signed up through the Biafra web page, through our Facebook page, please call and let us know what you have for us today. We will return and we will take them one by one, but I want you to reflect, ask yourself this question over and over again. If Odi is in Western Nigeria, is in Yoruba land, will Obasanjo order for its complete destruction? Agbeni, all the areas, all the different governments under different regimes, they always target Biafra land, they always target Igbo land. Why?
We are going to ask them that question. We are going to ask them that question, which is the, please, Doctor, hold on to that thought. We're going to ask them a lot of questions. If you want to join this conversation, you know the number to call. It's on the top right-hand corner of your screen. Radio Biafra website is formatted for mobile phone as well, so you should be able to see it regardless of the device you're using. If your phone has internet connectivity, tell people who are struggling to receive Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra is formatted most critically for BlackBerry, which is the preferred smartphone of choice in Biafraland. Tell people to go to, if you have anybody who has a BlackBerry phone, tell them, text them, message them, BB, anything you can do. Put a message on your Facebook wall, send a Twitter out, say to people, go to www.radiobiafralondon.com. They should be able to get this transmission this evening. Any device you have that has internet connectivity, you can browse with, you should be able to get Radio Biafra there. If you're joining us once again, welcome. That this is Radio Biafra. The time now is exactly 7:30 p.m. in the evening. We are in London in a light. There's still light outside, but I know that in some other parts of the world, there may be darkness. So we are welcoming you wherever you are on this earth. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, the host of Radio Biafra. I have Carol Monday with me, who's an English lady supporting Radio Biafra without any payment at all, devoting her time, her energy, her resources to serve people that she hardly even knows, but only that she was moved by the story. Having heard Radio Biafra, she's volunteered her time and she's working with us now, doing everything she can to make sure that Biafra is promoted to the right people and at the right time and at the right tone as well. I also have with me Dr. Chukwuma Egemba, whom you've just heard from now, and we shall be returning to him very shortly. But before we go to our national anthem, a lot of people don't know the original Biafran national anthem. We are going to play it in a short while, but all we ask is that you stand up wherever you are. We don't play it all the time because we don't want to insult our national anthem. We only play it during special occasions. Today is our anniversary. We are going to play it now, but before I do so, please, Carol, what do you have to say, given what you have heard, given our worldwide listener base, given the effort we're making to get Biafra? What is your take? What is your opinion? What are your views, please?
Listening to the headlines today, I see that if Nigeria is going to pay out billions to ODI, is that the right pronunciation?
ODI, yes. ODI, yes. ODI.
My question is that by admission, that they've already accepted that they're at fault. So then they have to, by rights, pay out to Biafra. Yes?
Yes, of course, yes. Okay. They have to. But that is why we're in court. We understand that the best way to tease out some of these issues is by going to court. People misunderstand what going to court means. By going to court, in Igbo, there's something called Ofonugu. You are proving to the world that you are being held as a hostage. The first person, the first slave to free himself in this country, Aquino, is an Igbo person. He came to England as a slave. He was educated in England. He went to court and won his freedom without anybody touching him. He went to court and argued the equality of every man before the law, and he won his freedom. So we want to go back to court to prove to the world, to prove to everybody. We don't want to fight. We don't want to shoot guns. We don't want to kill anyone. We don't want anyone to kill us for that matter. To prove to the world that we have incontrovertible evidence that Nigeria should exist on its own without the Biafran nationalities, without the ethnicities that make up Biafra. We have the evidence before us that when people see it, they will marvel. It's in the court of law, you know, where they're coming up again on the 25th of June. That is what we are trying to do, to go and establish a precedent in law. The same thing that the people did. The people did not go to war. What they did was to go to court, to prove to the court that the invasion by Obasanjo was wrong, that the killing of ordinary people was wrong, and they went to court and they won the case.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, if they're going to pay out X amount of billions to ODI, then Nigeria's already put up its hand and said, hey, I'm guilty.
Of course, yes, they
are. So your case is already won. You've already walked through court, because there's no way a court in England will say, you know, this is not true, because Nigeria's already admitted itself. If it pays any money to ODI, then they're finished. They're already out of that. And the Pakistan comments, this worries me, because what's happening is that you're losing your identity so much that you're being categorized as a Nigerian. They're going to say now they're going to kill the Igbos as because they're Nigerians.
They're saying Nigerians.
Yeah, but they're classing you all the same.
Yes.
It's like today the court case started for the beheading of the man in Woolwich, and that was a Yoruba man, and yet he is in class as a Nigerian. He's up in court as a Nigerian, but he is not a Biafran. And this is what I'm afraid is the loss of identity. And this is really, you know, through your radio, through your media, this is what you need to start. Because even though England is part of Europe, I'm not European. And if France or Germany had a problem and in their country, they would say that's a German person or a French person. They don't say, oh, that's a European person.
Yes, yes, that's true.
You see? So why have you lost your identity? Where is it gone? The Nigerians are very smart by making you lose your identity. They stop you teaching Biafran history. They stop you saying the name. They stop you flying your flags. They do all these things because they want you to lose your identity. It's time now to bring it back. You're doing it through your media. This is a new world, and this is the way forward.
Thank you very much. You're well spoken. You've spoken as if you're Biafran by birth, but that is the way it is. Anybody who recognizes injustice must be able to fight it. We hope that you're doing your best to let other people, to let other white middle class people in England recognize that the pressure must be brought to bear on the government to let the Biafran people go. We don't want to remain in that contraption. If Scotland, if tiny Scotland, that is, Imo State is bigger than Scotland, if Scotland can be given the option of deciding if they want to be part of UK or not, why not Biafra, that is even bigger than...
Excuse me, they have their own political system. It's not, Scotland does not have the same parliament. I can drive to Scotland now as well as I can drive to London and there's no malice. But they have a different parliamentary system. Their economic system up there is totally different to England.
So there is a misconception. They won't even allow us to have our own economic system. That is how sad it is. If you're joining us once again, this is Radio Biafra. The time now is about, say, 24 minutes to 8 p.m. We are greeting you from London. Radio Biafra is received in every part of the world. Once again, we are on Twitter. We are on Facebook. You can also email us by writing to contact@radiobiafralondon.com. You can join us on Facebook by going into your Facebook. Ask your friends to join us on Facebook. We want to debate. We want the finest brains to come out. We want the soundest ideas to come forward so that we can utilize it. We did promise that we will play you the national anthem of Biafra, and that is precisely what we are going to do. So we ask you, wherever you are, right now, to please rise up for the Biafran national anthem, played for the very first time on this day, exactly 46 years ago, on the 30th of May, 1967, this very anthem was played for the very first time. On our anniversary today, we are playing it. We are asking you to please, wherever you are, to rise on your feet for the Biafran national anthem. That was the Biafra national anthem. We hope you stood up wherever you are on this planet. That is the special Biafra national anthem. It is not played at any time. We don't take it for granted. We don't play it, because we want to. We only play it at very special occasion, and that is the anthem we will play as soon as Biafra is born once again. That was our national. What you listen to, "All Hail Biafra," is a patriotic song composed by our brother Chief Okereke in America. That song is also on sale. If you can go to Amazon, you'll be able to find it. If you go to to Nigeria Master Web, which is the website that he owns. You should also be able to get it from there. Members of Bile can also get the song from back home by going to 90 Wedra Road, or where you can get All Hail Biafra. But this is the special, very special Biafra national anthem. If you listen to it, if you fought the war, if you are living within the time of the war, you should be able to have tears come through your eyes having listened to our national anthem. Please, Doctor, how did you take it? Because for me, it is it was a very moving moment to listen to our national anthem, which we don't play all the time, incidentally. But all the same, we have done justice today. I'm sure that our soldiers, our civilians, those that gave their lives so that we may be free, will also accept our offering this evening of this, our rendition of this national anthem, and also be with us in spirit and in kindness as we pursue this very noble cause. Yeah, I don't think maybe we're having problems with his line. Let us try and see if we can take calls, please. You are welcome to start calling Radio Biafra. You are welcome to call the studio. You know the number to call. It's on the top right-hand corner of your screen. That is the studio line if you want to call Radio Biafra this evening. If you want to join us via Skype, please do so. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra. Add Radio Biafra to the Skype, to your Skype contact list. That is all you need to do. That on this day, the 30th of May in the year of our Lord 2013, we are bringing you Radio Biafra from London. This is a live transmission to every country on this planet. Let us go and attempt to take this call. It's gone off. We are asking you to please do bear with us. We have a caller on Skype. We should be able to take it any moment from now. If they are ready, please. But we're also advising you, if you're calling us from Skype, to please reduce the volume of your equipment. Reduce the volume that you're listening to Radio Biafra with so that we can hear you. Your voice, the world can hear your voice. Don't worry about that. If you can hear me, that means the world can hear you. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are. Eze, you're breaking up. Where are you calling from?
Eze, calling from you.
Sorry, say that again, please. Your line was unstable.
Yes, we're calling from U.S.
From United States. Which part of U.S. are you in?
Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas. Great people in Dallas. That is where Moses Wigwe is, one of the financiers of Radio Biafra. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Yeah, I have a two contributions I want to give. One of them is a contribution. The other one is a question.
Go ahead.
Now, I was reading the Nigerian paper this morning and see what is going on in Kano. How a big ammunition was recovered by Nigerian soldiers, and three Lebanese has been arrested. With this that is going on now, we have seen that these people are so much prepared to do all the evil they are planning. So I don't know what the Biafran is doing now, because I know that once our struggle started, Nigerian soldiers must come to start killing our people, as they have been doing. So I don't know what we are doing in preparation of this, because I was surprised the type of information that I was reading that these people pack in Kano. And this is the only one that Nigerian government has been able to discover. What of other ones they have not been able to discover? So I don't know what we are doing. This is a contribution I'm giving. Then the other one is this. Brother, you just came back from Israel, and we are so much happy of the work you did there to unite the Biafran people over there. My question is this: I would be happy if the same God, the same Spirit that led you to go to Israel to unite our people, if you can also do that the same to go back home, if there will be a unification between Mossop and the Radio Biafra. I know that the leader of Mosoma have done a lot of bad things, but if there will be a way you can see half a unification the way you did to the people of Israel, our people in Israel, to unite the Radio Biafra with Mosoma, so that actually Igbewike, so that when we are talking, we'll talk the same agenda, not Mosoma will be doing their own thing, Radio Biafra, we are here doing our own thing, so that we have one common goal that we are fighting for. This is my question. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And your question will be answered. And the answer to your question is very simple, of course. Peace is... We're talking about peace. We don't have any problem. Radio Biafra has no problem with the rank and file membership of MASOB who are fighting for the Biafran liberation in truth and honesty. The difficulty that we have is with the corrupt leadership, a leadership that people are dying, they're not saying anything. If you fly in from Mars into Nigeria today, you will hear the Niger Delta people talking. You will hear the Yoruba people talking. You will hear the Hausa people talking. There is no one speaking. All we are saying is that we want to be at peace, but you make peace with people that want Biafra in truth and honesty, not those that are using Biafra to enrich themselves. Biafra is not a business. We resent people turning Biafra into a business enterprise. It is not. The question that we keep asking is very simple. Any freedom fighter that has time to be driving about in a Jeep, we cannot deal with that person. Because freedom fighting has nothing to do with material acquisition of wealth. You and materialism, we should not be going through the same path. You asked again, what are we doing that the recovered ammunitions in the north? But of course, let me just conclude by saying, we've advised members of MASOB to make sure that they have a change of leadership. If they change the leadership within MASOB, then we can speak to them. Right now, MASOB is fracturing. There are some disturbing news coming from Onitsha we don't want to release to people. Not because we are censoring the news. It is so sensitive that our people will be demoralized if we give it to them. But the editorial board is meeting this Saturday to make a decision if that news is going to be released or not. I am not at liberty to release it on my own. A full session must be had before that particular piece of news is released. Terrible, terrible things are happening in Onitsha that if you hear it, my dear brother, you will shudder at what is going on back home. People are not looking for Biafra. They will sell us. They have sold us before in the past. They will sell us again. It's the same problem that we had. Somebody shouting Biafra, Biafra, Biafra doesn't mean that that person is genuine. You know somebody who is genuine by their mannerism, by their behavior. Nigeria is boiling. It is only Radio Biafra who is speaking. We are the ones naming names in Nigeria. They said it was impossible that we are broadcasting from England. Why don't you go? We went home and we broadcasted from Biafra land. We went to Lagos and we broadcasted from Lagos. We told them the truth in Lagos. We told them the truth at Enugu, in Onitsha, Newi, Owerri, Aba, Port Harcourt. And we came to Owerri again to broadcast. So we are not afraid of anybody. But what we are saying categorically is that we don't want people deceiving other people with the word Biafra. That is why Radio Biafra is not owned by Nnamdi Kanu. Radio Biafra is not owned by Uchemefo. Radio Biafra is not owned by Dr. Egemba. Radio Biafra is not owned by Nwada Amarachi Okpara. Radio Biafra is not owned by Barrister Emma Mezu. Radio Biafra is not owned by Barrister Emeka Adolf Emekesiri. Radio Biafra is not owned by Stephen Epa. These are members of the editorial board. We hold Radio Biafra in trust for the Biafran people. Radio Biafra is funded and owned by Biafrans. MASOB is funded by the people but owned by one man. That is not how to get your freedom. We are not like other people. If they change their leadership, we will discuss with them. If they don't change their leadership, we'll carry on and get Biafra without them. Our case is in court. There is no MASOB involvement in the case in court. But thousands of people come to court every day because they recognize the truth. Even our forefathers said, Ezioku Bondo, if you live on the truth, Radio Biafra will support you. We also recognize that Iwe Nwanneanegedu Nwapopo, we know that for sure. And we are saying this evening, and saying it time and time again, if they repent from their sins, we will forgive them. If they hand back all the material wealth they have acquired, we will work with them. If Uwazuruki can return all the money he took from the federal government of Nigeria and confess his sins, we will forgive him and we'll work together with him. But you cannot take money from Nigeria and talk about Biafra. That is a no-no for us. If we go into it, we become contaminated. And if you are contaminated, you cannot get Biafra. Ask him, he will tell you. He is contaminated. He cannot get Biafra, not from now. People are talking, he cannot speak. Odegangwere, Sahonu Ekugoku, he cannot utter one single word because he has been compromised. Radio Biafra is uncompromisable. That is why we speak our mind every night on the air. Thank you very much, my brother. You've been very kind and patiently listening to us. I don't know if we can reestablish contact with Dr. Egemba, if he's still there with us. Please, doctor, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, yes. Please go ahead. Given what our brother asked and the response I have given to him, do you have anything to add very, very briefly, please, before we go ahead and take other calls? If you bear with us, please, we'll take this call. This is Radio Biafra. You're through to the entire humanity via London. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
My name is Emmanuel Amechi. I'm calling from Israel, Tel Aviv.
Emmanuel Amechi, the wonderful people of Israel that hosted Radio Biafra excellently well in Holy Land. You're welcome to our program this evening. You are joining us. You will be staying with us for quite a considerable period of time. You've been listening to what we've been presenting, both in terms of the headlines and what our brother said from US. What is your contribution going forward this evening?
Unfortunately, I just tuned in. I wasn't following up.
Okay. Thank you. But anyway, but the spirit that we left you people with in Israel is still continuing, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Have you people scheduled any meetings to see anytime soon? Because you did assure me that within a space of 2 weeks that something will happen. Is that still the case?
All is well. We'll be having a meeting tomorrow evening.
And the whole of Israel is intact now. Nobody has broken
rules. Tomorrow evening we'll be having a meeting by 8 o'clock Israeli time. We'll be having a very crucial meeting tomorrow evening.
That is very, very good. Do you have any? We are reporting this evening our key principal headlines that we are reporting that today is our anniversary. We are 46 today. Biafra is 46 years old today, declared on this same day in 1967. Do you have any thoughts you want to share with our people regarding this very race for Biafra, which we are running?
Yes. What I have to share with my fellow Biafrans is for them to have patience, and we need to. This is a journey of diligence right now. Everybody have to be serious for the actualization of the dream of Biafra. It is going to come to true by the grace of God. It's going to be a reality.
But you people at the helm, you people are at the helm, you are far more closer to God because in Jerusalem, in fact, I went to Jerusalem almost every day, as you well know yourself. When you get close, you are the one who said to me that as you're approaching Jerusalem, you feel a divine presence, something enters inside you. You will know you're entering a holy land. You people that are closer to God in Jerusalem, are you people saying that you not only will you hold meetings, but that you remain prayerful, that you remain as prayerful as possible for us to be able to get this prayer, because we rely on you spiritually to get us closer to God, and then everywhere else will follow. People are talking about unity. If you people in Israel unite at the source where we are coming from, there'll be unity all over the place. So we are waiting for Israel to unite so we can unite every other person.
That's correct. As a matter of fact, we have decided personally to be sending a petition to the Welling World once every month. I'll be traveling to Jerusalem to send a petition on behalf of Biafrans and on behalf of the entire Biafrans in the whole world and for the actualization of Biafra. I've taken that as a personal task. I will be doing that. And I hope it will be okay.
It will be okay. Thank you very much, but stay where you are. Carol wants to come. Yes, Carol, go ahead.
Do you want
there's a feedback? Okay, she's ready. Thank you very much. Stay where you are. Don't go away. Stay where you are. Let us go and take this call on Skype. The caller on Skype, are you? No. There is a lot of feedback on Skype. Are you there? No, we are not. Is the noise is a bit too much, isn't it?
Burst my eardrums.
It is busting our eardrums here. Please try and sort out your connection. The caller on Skype, sort out your connection. We will go back to Dr. Egemba to try and rejoin us. Doctor, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, please go ahead. That was our brother and the leader of the Consultative Council in Israel, Mr. Emma Amechi, on the line. Please go ahead. What do you have to say?
Yes, to add to the response you gave to our brother who comes from U.S., I am happy with the response you gave. I just want to add that it is only the leadership, the top leadership of Masob we have issue with. And unfortunately, very, very unfortunately, the rank and file members of Masob, most of them do not know what is being carried out, done in their name. most of them do not know what is being done with their sacrifice in terms of money, in terms of coming out to do some demonstration or whatever, demonstrations or all sorts of activities. All these are geared towards satisfying one individual's insatiable quest for material acquisition. We are not saying that when we said people said that we are condemning. We have said it in Radio Biafra that in the new Biafra, many people are not comfortable with this. But when the editorial board decides otherwise, that we should accommodate anything, anything goes, anything can happen in Radio Biafra or in the new Biafra, then we will change. But for the fact that we want to, we have not received any opposition yet, that we want Biafra based on truth and honesty. The type of Biafra we had before the people who were the uncircumcised Europeans came to divide our land. That is the type of Biafra we want. Now, we cannot afford to support and praise to praise somebody within the struggle who is not working for the interest of the struggle. We cannot afford to whine and dine and say or pretend that all is well when we know that the struggle has been compromised. When we know that the rank and file members of Masov who are contributing with blood for their emancipation, they don't know what is happening. They don't know where they are. There's nothing to prove to show that something is being done with their efforts. This is what we are against. We are not against Masov. Thousands of them, we speak to them every day. Today, I have spoken to 2-3 Masov members, and we continue to speak with them. Some of them, as I said, and I repeat, I will continue to make it known to everybody. Rank and file members of Masov do not know what their leadership are doing. Now, just as Nandi said, how can you justify that this today is our national day, our different independence day? Will it be too much for members who have been sacrificing their time and everything to expect from their leader? Even if ordinary address, small board, assuming he is under detention, he is not. Assuming he is under any threat, he is not. Why can't something be said today, at least, even if you don't mean it? Let him come and flash something to feel as if something is being. Although, I don't know whether I will support that have been is that or not. But nothing is done. Nothing is being done. Just we are only doing it online. Only this now that Radio Biafra has come to ginger these people up. When the national anthem was playing, I was more or less feeling after using the one after year one now. You know, this is the type of thing we want to do to ginger people up. Where is the leaders? Now, Biafra, we are behaving as if what type of human being are we? What sort of leader we have? We have a leader, and we are hungering for leader. We have an organization. We are hungry for people to come and mobilize people. The youth are there. They are waiting to be mobilized. Where are they? Where is their leader? Well, it's better we have no leader. We don't have leader. We know that we don't have one. Instead of having one, we do not declare an academia. It's not on. Our people need that. So, please, my brother, if you are still listening in the United States, and and some of our brothers, they say that we shouldn't condemn our brothers. Regardless, I say no. If it's not right, if we do not condemn bad things, that bad thing will fail us to be new Biafra. Is it what we want?
No, that is not what we want, and we're not going to have it. Anybody agitating, anybody asking for us to go back to the type of nonsense that obtains in Nigeria, the person is living in a cloud cuckoo land. We will not tolerate it. We will not have it. It will not be a portion of Biafra. We don't want to be part of the nonsense in Nigeria where corruption reigns. Oh, happier, leave him. Let's leave him. That is bunkum. We don't want that. They are corrupt. We have nothing to do with them. When they repent and come to us, we will accept them. We will acknowledge them. But they need to go and cleanse themselves first, because in Biafra. We don't want any corruption in Biafra. You cannot take money from Nigeria and abandon the struggle and you ask us to be with you. That is nonsense. We cannot do that. If you want to fight for your people, you fight for your people. If you want to be a fraudulent businessman, you go and be a fraudulent business. You cannot use the sacred name of Biafra to steal. We will not allow that. Radio Biafra will not allow it. If my father is implicated, I will expose him. If I, Nnamdi Kanu, is implicated, please expose me. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are.
This is Stanley Silvanus, calling from Thailand.
Silvanus, you're calling from Thailand. Go ahead, the world is listening.
Hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, we can hear you loud and clear, and so is the world. Make your point, please.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. Leave your radio alone, listen to us via Skype, and talk to us via Skype. No, maybe they're waiting to hear their own voice. Once you can hear us, that means that the line is secure. Please, Carol. What do you want? Are you okay with us dealing with people? You may not know a lot about the case anyway, but our brother just threw it up. It's a question of us being able to know those we bring into the struggle. These are people who have gone to Nigerian government and taken money. These are freedom fighters with palatial mansions, with cars, fleet of cars.
Today I've been hearing so many stories, all these fake stories. They tell me of a hotel was in the States and MASOB leaders were supposed to be there, and then they paid an entrance fee to go into this hotel. That, you know, people flew to the States, paid the entrance fee, and then the leaders were not there. It was all a scam for money. It's unbelievable.
That is what we're experiencing. That's our own type of freedom fighting. People set up Biafra to scam, to steal.
No wonder you're so untrusting.
Sadly, that is the case, but we have to say it. This is Radio Biafra. Your name, please, and where you are.
Yeah, Mr. Nnamdi, this is Michael Obi calling from France.
Michael Obi from France, go ahead, the world is listening to you.
I just want to thank you for playing this, our national anthem. Now, I was just crying as we are playing this music.
Yes, a lot of people, even our brother Okafor, said the same thing as well, even Dr. Egemba. Maybe that is why we're not getting as many calls as we used to get, because our national anthem, when you hear it, you will weep, you will cry. You know that these people have suffered enough. We are tired of suffering and we want to stop suffering.
Mr. Man, my heart just melted as you play this song. I was just standing up until the end of this song.
I know, we felt the same way too.
Thank you once again for playing this song. And God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That is all he wanted to talk about, is the national anthem. That is to show that a lot of people are listening. This is a call from France. Radio Biafra is listened to in every country of the world. More people listen to us than they listen to Radio Nigeria or any other broadcaster for that matter. But of course, we know that some people are still afraid. They say, oh, it's Biafra. If I call Radio Biafra, somehow Nigerian government will find where I am and come and arrest me. That is all bunkum. Radio Biafra broadcasted from home. We took Nigeria to court. How can they arrest you? We are untouchable in the sense that we have the law behind us. We have the spirit of our ancestors behind us. Nobody can do anything to us. When we upset because we are slaves. If you're a slave and you're not upset, there is something wrong with you. Because as a slave, I expect you to be upset. If you want to call Radio Biafra, the line to call is +44 78 31 30 8376. I repeat, +44 is a UK number, +44 78 31 30 8376. Once again, the time has just gone 3 minutes past 8 p.m. here in London. This is Radio Biafra. We are reaching humanity from London this evening. This is our anniversary, the birth of the new Biafra. There was Biafra before the English came, people from Carol's place, but of course not all of them support today. They are supporting us, which is a very wonderful thing. We are asking everybody to join hands together to build the new Biafra, the type of Biafra that we want, the type of Biafra without blemish. We don't want Biafra with blemish. We want a very clean Biafra where we won't have any problems. We are reporting this evening our key headlines this evening for our listeners who are just joining us, especially our brother that called from Israel, is that Biafra anniversary is today. The only place where we celebrated it is on Facebook and via email. Nothing else happened. How can the world take us seriously? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, your name, please, and where you are.
Yes, good evening, sir. Chief Fire Fundoko, the director of mobilization in Plateau State, is delaying human rights. Mm-hmm. I just want to meet you people, sir.
Thank you very much. Happy anniversary to you. Today is the independence of Biafra from Nigeria. Happy anniversary to you. Just want to greet us. Do you have anything to say from Jos? What is happening in Jos? What is happening to BA in Jos?
Yes, yes. We are from Plateau State into a good shape, sir, through the mobilization officer.
That's very good.
Now, yesterday, we pay the traditional ruler of in the person of Professor Obilo, and the man really welcomed us. And we are now getting a lot of members, directors, and other personalities here in Jos. Now, we are waiting for our inauguration coming up on the 28th of September, by the grace of God, according to my boss, Pastor Ikenna.
That is very good. Please tell Pastor Ikenna that Radio Biafra Editorial Board recognizes what they are doing in Jos. We don't announce it every evening, but we know that all of you are working very hard. All of you in Bilie Human Rights Initiative are working very hard. As we say to people, when they ask us, what do you want us to do? We say, join Bilie Human Rights Initiative and listen to Radio Biafra. Everything shall be well. Thank you very much and God bless all of you in Plateau State. All you Biafrans in Plateau State, we want our own country and we want to go back as quickly as possible. Thank you very much and God bless you once again. Yes, Carol, you want to say something?
No, I couldn't actually hear the caller because of the line he came in on.
So the line he came in on, you weren't able to hear him?
No.
Okay, we'll try and get that fixed as quickly as possible. I will go to Doctor. Doctor, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, please. The Bilie is gathering momentum back home. People are asking questions. What are other people doing? We have talked about this before. We'll talk about it again. As we are today, a lot of people come on Radio Biafra and they speak. And some of the people do not follow their action with their words. As of today, the only countries we can vouch for is Australia. We can vouch for Malaysia. To an extent, we can vouch for the southern part of the United States. And also, to very limited way, we can say Spain, but nothing else is happening. Italy is still at its formative stage. We are still waiting for India to rise up. Russia said they're going to be ready by the end of this week. What is happening to our people? Do we not want Biafra? What else needs to be done for our people to realize the work that needs to be done? You cannot get Biafra by just wishing it. You have to be a part of it.
Yes, I actually want to, I'm happy that Chief Pius Njoku, who called from Jos. I have been actually in contact with them. As you know, as the UK coordinator, I tried to reach out to our brothers in different areas. Jos is gearing towards a very big launch. And I'm in touch with some of them and encouraging them. I'm satisfied with the work going on in Jos, what they are doing. Pius used to be a former mobilization
Doctor, let's stay where you are. With that thought, let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from. The caller on the phone, your name. This is Radio Biafra. You're through to the world. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Okay, my name is Eric.
Eric, and where are you calling from?
From Belgium.
Eric from Belgium, go ahead. The world is listening to you. What point would you like to make?
It's like I really want to ask if Radio Biafra is coordinating with this Masoja people in Nigeria.
We are not coordinating. We are not coordinating with MASOP. We are coordinating with individual members of MASOP that come out to join Bilie Human Rights Initiative, which most of them have done. They are the ones we are coordinating with. We cannot coordinate. Our people need to understand we cannot coordinate with a criminal. Freedom fighting is not about criminality. Freedom fighting. It's not done that way. You choose one. You cannot serve two masters at the same time. That's what we are saying. You cannot be campaigning for PDP, going to PDP functions in the night, in the daytime, you're a freedom fighter. That is nonsense. We can't accept that.
Okay. My second question is, I'm really happy that I got a call from George Plattiston, because I spoke to somebody in Nigeria and they were saying that it's nothing like nothing like Biafra. This is a story to them. But I see in reality now. What are we doing? What is our goal?
Our goal is to get the freedom for our people. That is why we exist. That is why Radio Biafra functions every blessed evening, 7 p.m. UK time. I suggest you go to the website where you're listening to this broadcast from this evening. Go and play the old clips. They're all there. You can download them, put them on a CD and share to people. Go and download them and listen to them. Within those broadcasts contains everything we intend to do. But we'll give it to you in a summary since you have called. Radio Biafra is pursuing the freedom for our people in conjunction with Bilie Human Rights Initiative. We are in court in Nigeria already. Biafra took Nigeria to court. The case is coming up again on the 25th of June. Owerri Federal High Court 2. That is number one. Number two, we are going to organize a worldwide demonstration in every country of the world. Once we organize the demonstration, we then take the momentum and go home and sweep away all the criminals from the house of God. We know we will face formidable opposition from them. Once we get rid of these criminals, we have our land back. They will have no choice than to give us Biafra. Because this nonsense has continued for too long.
Thank you.
Thank you very much and God bless you. That's a caller from Belgium. We'll go back to Doctor to please finish what he was saying. But before we do so, I'm sure that we are getting a lot of callers. Please, if we cannot take your call, do try and bear with us because the lines are congested. This is Radio Biafra. People are calling from all over the world, from every country of the world. People want their voice to be heard. This is the only station projecting the voice of the ordinary people of Biafra to the whole world. We don't have to go and pay newspapers to publish our stories. Here, they ask us for news items. We say to them, go to Radio Biafra website if you want to be part of what we are doing. If you want to understand what it means to be a Biafran, please go to our website. Listen to Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Your name, please, and where you are?
This is Chukwu Emeka calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Chukwu Emeka from Dakar in Senegal. Go ahead. The world is listening.
Yes, what I'm trying to thank you because what you are doing is a very good job.
Thank you.
And I want to say something.
Go ahead and say it and stop listening to your radio. Talk to us via the phone. Go ahead.
Yes, what I'm saying is this.
That wasn't possible. If you call Radio Biafra, please turn down your system. Doctor, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, please go ahead.
So, as I was saying, it's interesting to hear from our Jos. I want to use this opportunity also to let our people all over the world, more especially in Nigeria, different parts of Biafra land, more especially we need to know the efforts our brothers in Akwa Ibom they are doing. Apart from Imo State and a few others, Akwa Ibom is one of the strongest supporters of the Human Rights Initiative. They have a strong branch. I'm not sure if they have launched. So if you are listening or you know someone from Akwa Ibom involved in the Biafra struggle in Akwa Ibom, Radio Biafra London want to hear from you and from any other branch. If you need help, you are preparing for your launch, you need any sort of encouragement, please contact Radio Biafra. We will contact you, check with you whatever support you need, and when you are ready, you let us know the date you are launching. We will let the world know. We will let the people around you know.
Yes, Doctor. Let us go and take this call very briefly. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
The caller. Why I'm calling this Radio Biafra because I've not been getting it online anymore. I am trying my best to make sure that we get Radio Biafra online, and I'm not getting it. I'm not happy. Because
I'm based
here in Mumbai, India.
You're from... Yes, let me tell you how you can get it. Which website are you trying?
I have been trying on the whole website because I've been speaking with you people before a long time, but I don't know why. Since all this why, I'm not getting it. I'm not happy. I'm telling you honestly speaking, I'm not happy. I've been writing books and book everywhere, Twitter, trying to know what was the problem.
You check because we got a call from India last night. We had a call now from France, somebody confirming that they listened to the national anthem. We got a call from Senegal. We can hear the person talking from Dakar in Senegal. So I don't know, maybe it is your IP address. There is something wrong with it. You need to go and check it.
My dear, I always be online because this issue of a Biafra of issue, I don't play with it. And I don't want to give a damn or fuck on it because I found out for this. So I don't know. I heard that you people are communicating tonight. So I decided to call to ask what is the problem. So I wanted to contribute a thing. That one be okay. So how far? How this is going on? How are we planning to have this piece at the home? So what is the problem, guys? I read some newspaper today. I saw one man calling Chinese writing on behalf of some certain things, putting a Biafra flag, talking rubbish in Nigeria over there. I am not happy to see that kind of thing in some newspaper. Today is supposed to be a declaration of the Biafra. Today is supposed to be a jubilating.
So let us deal with your issues. Let us see if Radio Biafra is being transmitted into all over the world. Hold on, stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Okachukwu Mercy, calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Are you receiving Radio Biafra tonight? Are you receiving Radio Biafra?
Yes, I'm listening clear and clear. It's very clear. I'm listening from my laptop.
Which country are you in? Tell us again so we can confirm.
Dakar, Senegal
is clear. So please, my brother in India, check your connection. Go ahead. What would you like to say? Go ahead, please.
So what I'm trying to say, my brother, Jonathan, giving Boko Haram amnesty, that is fraud, my brother.
Yes.
It's fraud. Why I say fraud is that these people want to go on their own. They want Islamic country. They want Islamic state. They should allow them. Then they should allow them to go on their own and allow us to sit on our own.
Thank you very much.
So this is what I'm trying to say.
Thank you very much from Dakar in Senegal. We accept what you're saying. That is correct. We share the same sentiment. We share the same sentiment with you. We know categorically that Boko Haram are looking for a separate Islamic state. And by God, we support them. We want it to be on record that Radio Biafra supports Boko Haram in looking for a separate state. We support Boko Haram in that regard. What we are against is the killing of innocent women and children. We don't support it. But before this time, they want us to leave their territory alone. What are we still doing there? This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Yes, I am Yaya. I am Chinaka Yaya. I am calling from Spain.
Please lower your system. Are you receiving Radio Biafra in Spain this evening?
Yes, I've been listening with you people. I just began today. You know, my friend told me about it, so and I'm listening to all the communication.
Okay, thank
you. I am happy to join you people here in Skype, you know.
Thank you very much, and stay where you are. Let's
from
take this
India,
call.
From India, Mumbai.
What is your name?
My name is Duke Chukwuemeka.
Duke Chukwuemeka from Mumbai in India. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm hearing you sound clear. What I want to contribute is regarding the guy that called from Mumbai that said that he's not listening to Radio Biafra. I'm listening to Radio Biafra live and clear.
Thank you very much. That is what we are saying, that if you call from any country and say you're not getting us, other people who are getting us from that country will call. Thank you, my brother, for clarifying things for us this evening. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mandi. Thank you. God bless you.
And you too. So we go back to Spain. We are coming from India to confirm that our signal to India is clear. We are now back to Spain. Please lower your system and talk to us because we can still hear ourselves via your system. Can you? Oh, no, they are not there. He was very, very excited. He's not listening to us. Yes, Carol, what would you like to say regarding the issue of our people? Why are we slow in volunteering for this work? Are you sure? You've been speaking to a lot of people.
I have been speaking to a lot of people. That's probably why I'm very quiet tonight, because I got a very upsetting message earlier today. A young boy, he called me Nene, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Nene, yes.
Nene, and say, you know, please help us out of this suffering because we can't bear it any longer. And it's so heartbreaking to hear, you know, these young children, 16, 17, coming up and they're supporting their parents back home and they're suffering. They just want free of it. They say, do not fail us. You know, and all these people, I hear yesterday, on the discussion yesterday, because I wasn't here, that it was 16 out of 100 million support this station. I was so shocked that it is still only 16. Constantly,
it's only 16 people that have supported me. That is correct.
How do I understand that in my head? This is incorrect. 16.
1/6 out of over 5 million people, yet they talk about Biafra. Let us see what is going to happen. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Ike Dike. I'm calling from Canada.
Ike Dike from Canada. Are you receiving Radio Biafra loud and clear in Canada?
Yes, I am. I just want to call to commend you about the job you're doing. I've been following your program lately. I can see generally that if it does have people like you, like 1% of people like you, you know, who are genuinely pursuing this course, the other can be achieved. But the problem I see with Eagles is they are always comfortable, like, in wherever they are, even when there is danger. As long as they feel that they are making money in such place, they feel relaxed, and they don't see the importance of achieving, you know, their own separate homeland. I am saying this because of there was a statement you made earlier on about Boko Haram giving ultimatums to non-Northerners to leave North. Up to now, there are still lots of Eagles still there, still buying land, still building. And tomorrow, when they, you know, experience danger, they, you know, they now cry and ask for help from. So the thing is, I think the major problem we have in achieving this Biafra of a thing is ourselves. It's these Igbos living outside the homeland, like living in North and Lagos. These are the problems we might have in the future. That is just my observation.
Thank you, my brother.
What I see from myself and the future in achieving this Biafra, I think the problem will not come from non-Igbos. It will come from the Igbos living in Lagos and in the North, based on my interaction with these people. Sometimes I'm having doubts that these people, they might go by Igbo names, but they are not Igbos to the core.
You know, my brother, thank you. Stay where you are, please. Don't go away if you have time. We must make this abundantly clear to people that even during the war and after the war, hunger did a lot of things to people. A lot of women went to Hausa people and they were impregnated by Hausa men, Hausa soldiers during the war. They came back to their husbands and gave birth to a generation of Hausa kids. These are the people with businesses, because when you see your own flesh and blood, you are comfortable. These are the people who are comfortable in other areas. These are the people who we are fathered by non-Igbo men. Their name may be Kechukwu or Kechukwu. They are answering Wosu, Wanna, or whatever it is. But in their blood, in their genes, they are not Igbo people. That is why they take humiliation. That is why they tolerate nonsense from other people. Genuine Igbo person abhors slavery. That is how you know a genuine Igbo person. Any Igbo person who is comfortable in Kano, who is comfortable in Lagos, who is comfortable where they are persecuting you, where you are not free, you are not an Igbo person. That is a categorical statement of fact. You are not Igbo. Go and ask your mother who gave birth to you, because your father can never be Igbo. If your father gave birth to you, ask your father to ask your grandfather who actually gave birth to him, because they're not well. We abhor slavery as a people. That is why we have autonomous community in our place. That is why when you grow up as a man, you leave your father's compound and go somewhere else to go and build where you will not be disturbed. We are free people. We are Democrats. We are Republicans by nature. That is how we are in our DNA. You have some idiots with their businesses in the North. The same thing that happened in the Bible. When Lot's wife looked back to look for her gold, she turned into a pillar of salt. These people will be consumed and destroyed. And when shame begins to befall them, let people not say they're Igbo people, because I will not go to their rescue. I will not. They are deaf. They are stupid. They are hard at hearing. Boko Haram warned 2 months before time, leave our territory, we will kill you. Hausa land. Did they say Igbo land? Hausa land. It is not your own. Get away from there. And these ignorant fools are still there in somebody else's land. Answering Ezenka, Ezenkozo, Ezendigbo Kanu, Ezendigbo Meduguri. What utter rubbish is that? And people want us to tolerate such nonsense because of money, because of wealth, because of stupid title. We go back to our village once in every 10 years and spend 4 days and run out. What a disgrace and what a shame.
I just came back from Nigeria then last week. I went to Victoria Island. You know, most governors from the southeast have mansions in Victoria Island, like all these places.
Of course.
They have in Abuja. How many governors from Yoruba land or north have a single property in the east? None.
None, because they're intelligent.
These governors will steal from their own people in the east and go and put the money by building mansions. In Yoruba land and in Abuja.
It's terrible.
You see what I'm saying? The little education they get from the federal government, they steal it and go and build mansions. So tell me, where is the loyalty? I keep telling people, their loyalty is not to Yoruba land.
It is with
their loyalty is to the north and to the white, to Yoruba land.
That is why you can now see why we need to go and sweep them away from power. Thank you very much, my brother, for calling from Canada. Support Radio Biafra. Volunteer your services to serve your country. Here we talk, we also vote up with action. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are.
Yes, my name is Collins Okoro. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Collins Okoro from Dakar in Senegal. Senegal appears very formidable, challenging even Malaysia. Please go ahead.
Hello.
We are listening to you. Go ahead. The world is listening to you. We can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Hernandez, I want to thank you first of all for the work you are doing.
Thank you.
Yes, I want to thank you. I've been seeing you, I've been following you people since a friend of mine told me about the Radio Biafra. So I've been going through, yes, I know you people are doing a lot of work there. So I want to thank you. Yeah, you should keep on doing the work the way you are doing it. We are very happy. I have asked some people, most of my friends, I told them about the Radio Biafra, and I think they are following it also.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And join us on Facebook. Join us also on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay? Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you, our brother, calling from Dakar in Senegal. This is Radio Biafra, please. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Thank you, Sunday from Abuja, the capital of Nigeria.
Yes, from Abuja, go ahead. Sunday from Abuja, go ahead.
I don't know the language.
You can speak in any language. Any language. Omasigaso Sunday, Kanurigeswa. In any language of your choice, you can address the world on Radio Biafra.
Hey! You know what, I'm talking with for this thing. I am calling my just like no.
Hello?
Eman
Obudu. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. And God bless you where you are. Thank you very much. He is excited. Nobody can blame him. He is receiving Radio Biafra in Nigeria. In Nigeria, you cannot call any other station and hear your own voice live. Maybe if you're in Lagos, maybe if you're within 20 kilometers of the station. But this is Radio Biafra. We are in London. You can call us from any part of the world. You will be able to hear your own voice. We are different because we are Biafrans and we are blessed by God himself in heaven. There is nothing we cannot do. This is Radio Biafra, your truth to humanity. Your name, please, and where you are.
Hello, good evening, sir. Dr. Namdi.
Good evening, my brother.
Dr. Namdi, good evening, sir. You are welcome back from the Holy Land.
Thank you very much. I came with a lot of blessing. I came with a lot of blessing. It's still in my suitcase. I've not even finished sharing all of them. Go ahead, please.
Please, better keep mine for me.
I will.
Congrats. I'm thanking our sister, Carol, that is in the studio there with you because she's doing a thing that most of us Biafran have not been able to do. Carol, I'm saying more grease to your elbow. We are very grateful for what you are doing.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Man, actually, my name is Chukwunonso. I'm calling from Spain.
Chukwunonso from Spain. Spain are great people. Go ahead.
So, sir, why I am calling is like when you were in the Holy Land, the lady, there was a lady that was telling us that they knew us there as Biafran in Israel, and yes, they didn't know us as Igbo people.
Yes, that is true.
And I am suggesting if we could make the same move we made to the government of Australia, trying to inform them about our move. Something like, if we can make a diplomatic move to the government that we know that they love us, that they can support us, because British government and American government, they are protecting their interest in Nigeria. They are Zionists and they don't want to come and help us to be free from the zoo called Nigeria where we found ourselves. They are Zionists. Instead of helping their fellow Zionists, they are going to help the people of the north who are not having the same ideology with them. But one thing I want to tell them is what Mordecai told Esther in the book of Esther chapter 4 verse 13, that if they feel that they are safe, they are protecting the Muslims, thinking they are safe from the Muslims, the Muslims are going to show them that they are not having the same ideology with them. And if they think that they cannot help us, help will come from somewhere else, and then it will be a shame of British government. And I'm not here. Hello.
Yes, my brother. Go ahead, please. Go ahead. We are listening. What you're saying is correct. What they don't realize is that
we are in need of their help, and they are thinking that they are safe in their land where they are. They have already been mixed up with these people, and they are going to get their own bite of this thing we are expressing in our in the zoo called Nigeria.
It has started already. It has even started in their country. And stay where you are, my brother in Spain. Stay where you are. Let's take this call on the phone. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes. Lower your radio. Lower your system. Give us your name and where you're calling from. Give us your name and where you are calling from, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Obinna. I'm calling from Pakistan.
Obinna from Pakistan. Thank goodness you called. Maybe you heard what we said. What we are advising you this evening is that to take care of yourself. You may have to come out of Pakistan because there was a pirated ship. The pirates took a ship off the coast of Bayelsa State. This ship they took was shipping oil or oil produce. The families of those on board, the vessel is called MT Matrix 1. On Saturday, this thing happened. And this is why people who don't want, the reason you are calling this evening from Pakistan, so people can understand the work that Radio Biafra is doing. We are here as an early warning system to our people, so that the genocide committed against our people will not happen again. Anybody who doubts the effectiveness of Radio Biafra should listen to our brother this evening calling from Pakistan, having heard the ominous news awaiting them in Pakistan. They said they will kill you and every Igbo person in Pakistan, because it's only Igbo people in Pakistan, if anything happens to their people aboard this ship. The ship is called MT Matrix 1. It belongs to Matrix Energy of Warri. They were ferrying products from Warri to Lagos and back when their ship was hijacked. There are Pakistanis on board that ship, 5 of them. They said if anything happens to those Pakistanis, they will kill you people in Pakistan. Are you listening to us?
Yes, I'm with you.
Speak to us via your phone. We know it's a very shocking news for you. Talk to us via the phone, not through your radio. Speak to us through your phone. Your number is here. If people want to see what your number is, you're calling from +923. We won't give the rest of it because we don't want anybody to come in Pakistan to come after you. But your number is here showing very clearly. Your code is +923. You are calling from Pakistan. And we are telling you this evening from Radio Biafra that your life is in danger in Pakistan because of hijacking off the coast of Bayelsa State.
Yeah, I want to keep in something in that regard. I've been listening to Radio Biafra. Me and my brothers, we have been listening to Radio Biafra for a very long time now. So, but today, because of this announcement, because this issue came up when people are addressing Radio Biafra because of that is sure. I just wanted to chip in here and say that something of that nature is said that because of people in Pakistan, we are in danger, we are this. For me, I will tell you that we are here in Pakistan. We are here in Islamabad, the capital city of Pakistan. There are many Igbos, many Yorubas, and some outsiders are residing here in Pakistan. Some are students. So, what I want to chip in is that there is no danger in our lives. So there is peace here, there is no problem here. As far as I'm concerned, there is no problem, this place in Pakistan, between us and this world. And the other thing I want to chip in again, I want to say something again about Radio Biafra. I like what you people are doing over there. I appreciate it very well. But, they ask for anything, but you know, they don't matter now. They gotta go. So, I believe that things, we are following you people up, step by step, one by one. Anything you people are doing there, we are following you people up every day, anytime, any moment.
Okay, so are you telling me that are you safe in Pakistan? Are you safe in Pakistan? Are you safe? Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, we are safe. Yes, okay. Of course we are safe. 100% sure. We are safe.
Okay. No problem. Thank you very much for calling. And please, and our brothers and our sisters in Pakistan, remain safe where you are.
Nanda, we're very happy. We appreciate you. History will remember you. So,
thank you
keep
very
on
much.
Working.
Thank
we are
you.
With you.
Thank
we
you
are
very
with
much.
You. Thank you. There's many Nigerians here and many of us are Igbos. We have many things here, so there's no problem.
Thank you very much. And also the editorial board of Radio Biafra, placed me here. And to them goes the honor and the glory of the work that this station is doing. I'm a humble presenter. I present Radio Biafra. I host Radio Biafra programs. And I am privileged, by the grace of God, to be the director of Radio Biafra. But it is the editorial board who makes everything possible. And it is to them that I report and I submit myself to on behalf of the Biafran people. Let us go to our brother who has been waiting patiently, please, to conclude for us. He is on Skype. Chukwu Nonso, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Director.
Please go ahead, my brother. And we have a lot of calls coming from everywhere, even from Pakistan, of all places. Go ahead, please.
So, Director, we are saying more grease to your elbow. As I was saying before, that if American government and British government have said that they're going to be protecting their interest, we are not going to be looking upon them. We are going to march forward until we suppress all our enemy, until all our enemy come under our feet. And if they think that they are safe, these people are already in their midst, and they are going to get the bite of these people, what these people are doing to us back home. But what I want to advise is the rally that is about to be held, I'm thinking if it is possible, if it can be held in Madrid and also be held in Barcelona. Because Barcelona is the main place that the tourists that are coming to Spain are coming. So if possible, if the rally can be possible held in Barcelona, let it be so that the world can know that there are people called Biafra existing everywhere. Look at how we are scattered all around the world, which is not supposed to be so. We have a home where we're supposed to stay in Biafra land. And one thing I want to encourage one of our brothers that called yesterday from Japan, that was saying that people that were killed in Ezuru River are intruders. I don't know where he got that from. I don't know where he get the people that were suffocated in and thrown in the Zou River as those who came to invade the land, the Igbo land. I don't know who is feeding me with the false information he's giving us yesterday. Please, you should mind how you attend to these people that are trying to cause havoc in our program here.
Thank you very much, Ukuno. So we've heard what you've said. A lot of people have said that. We allow freedom of speech. We have told our brothers in Pakistan, please leave Pakistan. They said they are safe. We have to accept that they are safe. What can we do? We have somebody calling from Japan telling you that people say, why don't they reconcile with Masop? They don't know that the Ezu River victims are Masop. But it's Radio Biafra campaigning for it. The people killed at Ezu River are Masop members. Masop is not campaigning for it. It is Radio Biafra campaigning for it.
How can Masop campaign for it when they are eating from the pocket of Nigerians? They are taking money and the money they have taken from the government of Nigeria have shut their mouth from saying anything. So these people have been compromised. So the people back home who can't be looking upon them to do anything, we that are in diaspora have to take the bull by the horn and liberate our people that are back home so that we can have our freedom and go back to the land of the rising sun where God have planted us to be. And there are people that are living in Muslim country. I think as our brothers back home are relocating from the north down to the east, our people that are living in Muslim country should think twice and know if they will vacate the country they are living, because they are going to be the next target wherever they are living in Muslim country. So let what is happening in northern state of Nigeria not begin to be happening to our brothers that are living in Muslim country.
Thank you very much, my brother Chinonso. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
This is Brother Uchenna Okorie. I'm calling from India.
Brother Uchenna Okorie from India, you are getting Radio Biafra live and direct. Is that correct?
I'm getting to live and direct. Mr. Nnamdi, I thank you so much.
Thank you.
Am I speaking to Nnamdi?
This is Nnamdi Kanu of Radio Biafra, yes.
Okay, Nnamdi, I thank you so much. In fact, I have been following Radio Biafra in Facebook, and also I always listen to you guys every day. There is something I want to contribute, because I want us to know that he said without action he says. I have been calling through Skype, but you have not been picking my call. So, and what I want to say is this, if that day we are waiting for British or United Nations people, these are British people. They cannot do anything where they cannot get anything from. And as many of us who is still there, for one of them listening to us in this radio, all you get to do is for we to come together and advertise this thing. Like, the same way I put it in the Facebook, support sovereigns of Biafra. Support new nation of Biafra. Biafra, Nigeria will agree to end after freedom of Biafra. We all have to make this new. We have to advertise ourselves. The earlier we begin to say, the earlier it will prevail. But the only thing I know that we can never go back, because whenever I hear you speaking, Father, something stays up in me. I am so much happy. I am so much happy because we have been working. Like what he said when he broke out from in Israel. None of them are saying there that they have been known as Biafra. Is that the all of us we have this mentality anyway we are have been advertising ourselves as a Biafra. In fact, we've been moving forward. And all these are worthy men who have money, who have been going to Lord and be beauty. This is the only way we have to channel our income, our money. Like what I heard from Radio Biafra, which said that they discovered some ammunition in Northern. And some guy, somebody called on phone asking, what are we doing? Now this is time we have for me to prepare ourselves. Get ready. Faith with action is there. These people, they are snakes. Let us not think that they don't know what they are doing. They know what they are doing. They are listening to this radio, Biafra. And they are getting ready. Let us not be asking what to do, what to do. Let us begin to do something now. Earlier we start, earlier the better. That is my contribution, Mr. Nnamdi.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much for calling. We are very grateful for your call. We'll go to Dr. Gemba very shortly, but let's take this call. The caller on Skype. Can you lower your system, please? The caller on Skype. Can you hear us? Hello? Hello, please lower your system, please. Thank you very much for lowering your system. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Go ahead. We can hear you. Give us your name and where you are. We can hear you very well.
Yeah, my name is Hilary. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar, Senegal. Go ahead, please. Make your point.
Yeah, thank you, Nnamdi. Thank you so much for what you are doing, sir. I am very grateful because the ones I talked to you when you talked Israel, but I'm listening to Radio Biafra this weekend. Then I heard that you have the Lord. I really thank you so much for what you are. I really thank you for what you are doing. Now, I want to contribute on one thing or the other, my brother, because I don't know what is happening. I'm from Anambra State. What I don't know about these things, people that are suffocating by people in Ujifa. I was very doubting. I'm hearing this news for a while. I go back to the this web I'm used to wrestling this radio Jaffa. I get some news, but I don't know what is exactly what is happening. Is that this man that invite people that?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. I hope you haven't broken down. Don't worry. It happens. It happens sometimes. Please go ahead. If you can bring yourself together, you go ahead. But stay on the line. Stay where you are. Get yourself together. The governor of an Igbo state is killing our own people. Peter Obi is a murderer. He is killing our people, and he will not go scot-free. Dr. Egemba, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, our brother, he broke down. It's understandable. He couldn't continue any longer. And an Igbo man, so to speak, suffocating other Igbo people, that is unheard of, and it's rather very, very sad about what is happening. But we are very grateful to God that these people are not going to go scot-free. Let's take this call whilst we reconnect Dr. Gamba. Give us your name and where you are. Please, the caller on the phone. Hello? Can you give us your name and where you are? The caller on the phone.
Yeah, my name is David Solomon, calling from Lagos, Nigeria.
From Lagos, Nigeria. Are you listening to Radio Biafra now?
Yes, I'm listening to it.
From Lagos, you're listening to Radio Biafra. Go ahead and make your points, please. Go ahead.
All right. I've been listening, to you for a while, and, the way you started. You know, if I say the people living in Nigeria, mostly Lagos and other places where that they are not really coming up and they are not serious and they are comfortable where they are and that. But it's not really so. You know, when myself came up, we down here, Lagos, we took it upon ourselves. We know how far we fought. We know how serious we took it. We actually supported, with our money, from training ourselves, going out for training and all that. And at the end of the day, people suffered, you're not really imagine what people went through. So many of us, we went through many things. I wrestled and, kept in, business and few months and, and nothing happened. And at the end of the day, to achieve everything just went down like that, and people suffered in vain. So, it's not really as though that people down here, they are not interested, but we did not say, my brother, people, we took it upon ourselves. When Mako came up and we fight, and we fought with that mind. We do everything we had, and at the end of the day, we turn out to be the way it is. So it's really as though people are not really, that people don't want to come up and all that, but we see a lot to be frank, we see a lot. But we've been listening to, to this program, and believe me, we are very happy. We are just watching to see, how things are going, and with time, I know. The time people will still keep that interest, but many people tried all the crew, but we actually suffered the same. So it's not as though we don't want to do anything that where we are comfortable. It's not so. No one is comfortable the way it is, but you cannot fight and want it. At the end of the day, the issue is not that you're not able to achieve, but the people. Your family, they are not really dreaming the way they think they will do it, At the end of the day, people can just scatter and we are no longer hearing about anything, it's sad. So, but to be frank with you, we are still there, we have it in mind, everybody we are praying, we put in all we had, effort, money, and everything, and at the end of the day, it's so sad to be the way. But thank God that that this one is like this. I believe that we find people will still be there to come up to support.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And don't get away, stay on the phone so you can explain to people before you came. Are you still there? Hello. Yes, sir. Good. Before you came on, two people rang. One from United States, I think one from Belgium. They said, why don't you go and reconcile with Masop? You are calling from Lagos, saying you people gave everything when Masop came up. You gave your money, you gave your life, you gave everything. Today, no way. Everything is finished. And because of what, people don't understand this, it is because of what Masop did. That is why we have not gotten Biafra yet. Because people are saying, somebody came out with the word Biafra and deceived everybody. And people are saying, what, you're going to be another Wazirike tomorrow. They'll give you money and you will go, oh, go. I know you were people. They'll give you money and you will go. Making our work very difficult. But I say this thing to people who are listening. That is...
People abandon their businesses to be frank with you. People abandon their businesses in that way. Because nobody is comfortable being in bondage. We all know that we are in bondage and we need freedom. If our father, if those that fought the war could give up everything they had and fight for our freedom, why would we? But we did it and told us to be believed. So, it's really hard for people to now believe that, this one is the new. So, you people should also join with us. And I know, believe me, that in time, when people really see that, yes, they actually meant what they're saying. Believe me, people will turn out.
We know they have to. We are not waiting for people to turn out. We have the mantra the same way that Joshua and Gideon. We remember Gideon. We just take very few people. And let me give you an example. I told them this thing in Israel. I told them in Israel that people talk about Sparta today, Greece, that the army of Xerxes left Persia. Persia used to encompass the whole of Mesopotamia, all the way to Syria, all the way to Holy Land. Xerxes had, he was a god king. He was a god as well as a king to his people. He took his army to Greece to go and conquer Greece. The whole of Greece were running all over the place. They didn't know what to do. Only King Leonidas of Sparta, with only 300 men, held off an army of over 1 million men. Only 300. So what we are saying to people is that when you're fighting for Biafra, you're fighting for honor, you are fighting for dignity, you are fighting for the spirit of your ancestors that set you up as free people, you are not looking for money, you are not looking for material acquisition, you are not looking for title, you are not looking to be recognized. You want to fight diligently to defend the honor of your people as a race with the right to live freely as men where they come from. Not to serve any other person. That is what it means to be a freedom fighter. A freedom fighter do not own a car. A freedom fighter do not have time to iron his clothes. A freedom fighter jettisons everything to do with materialism. And we say this thing to our people. If they like, let them come. If they like, let them not come. Biafra is going to come by the special grace of God. If God can look into our hearts, if God can see how pure we are in the pursuit of what we are pursuing, if God can only but, and we know he can, see our heart and what is in it, he will give us Biafra. Not because I, Nnamdi Kanu, want to be the president of Biafra. I don't want to be the president of any country. I have said it before and I will say it again tonight. We will get Biafra. We will not hold any position in Biafra. I will not serve in any Biafran government. I will not accept any contract. No family member of mine will be involved in the governance of Biafra. Biafra is for the people of Biafra. We want to be free. We don't want money from anybody. We don't seek recognition from any idiot. We will not even be able to go to Abuja, talk less of negotiating with one buffoon or the other. You cannot negotiate away what is my right. You cannot negotiate away what belongs to me. Biafra is the inheritance of God for his children on this earth. And that is what we are pursuing. If you don't know that, then there is something wrong with you. For us, today, tomorrow, and forever, we will pursue Biafra. It is either we get Biafra or we die in the process. There is no third way. There is no other. We cannot go tomorrow when you go, oh, this couldn't happen here. Anya abanya abali ala. Bendi osobara henwata. Oh, Wazirike was on record on an interview saying that even if he doesn't get Biafra, that other generations will get it. Having made money with the name Biafra, God will punish all of them one after the other. God will close their inheritance. God will abandon their family. They will suffer a very painful, type of death that will befall them will be very shameful. The same thing will happen to Peter Obi. The same thing will happen to every worker of iniquity against the children of God. As long as our hands are clean, we will get Biafra, with or without the cynics. But what we are saying is, if you're staying in Lagos, in Abuja, in Kano, in Kaduna, in Maiduguri, in Sokoto, in Nasarawa, in Jigawa, if they kill you, I will not feel sorry for you. That's what I'm saying. A very simple thing. What are you doing there? If they're killing us in England today, I'll run back to where we come from. That is why we need to go back home and sweep away the workers of iniquity from the house of God. Biafra is God's kingdom on earth. If our people don't know that, too tough for them. Dr. Egemba, are you there? Is Dr. Egemba there, please?
Yes, Nande. Yes, just to give my summary. Yes, I only want to concur with what you said. For many people do not know that we have been in this struggle for a long time, and we know all the persons and personalities, all the issues involved, all the everything about this struggle. Nobody will tell us about it. But unfortunately, most of our listeners who are not privy to what we know, when we say what we say, we know the reason why we are saying it. We are not saying it to castigate anybody. As you said, I am not struggling for any position. The day we have said it, time with that number, the day the Republic of Biafra is realized, our job is done. If Biafran people want us in any capacity to serve, we will. But for us to come out to head any political party or anything, it is not going to happen. I want people to write it down. But I said, I repeat, that if the Biafran people, in whatever capacity, consider us worthy of serving them, then we will consider that.
I will not serve.
If you are called upon, it is your duty to serve your people. If you are called upon, that's the big word, if. Having said that, our people, we are dedicated for Biafra, and we do everything we can. Whatever you are doing, if you are not dedicating yourself, you are not denying yourself anything, it could be time. These 2 hours you are listening to us, it is something. You must have the money you spend to buy credit to pay for your internet. It's a sacrifice. It's something.
Doctor, I know you're in good flow. Let us try and take this call. It's important we take this call, please. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello. Good evening, Mr. Amnandi Kano. This is Chika Adelian calling from Switzerland.
From Switzerland, go ahead.
First of all, I have to say welcome back from Israel, and thank you for the wonderful work that Radio Biafra is carrying on.
Thank you.
Mobilizing the Biafrans all over the world. We are ready. We want Biafra. And Biafra shall be. One other thing I want to say is I don't know how many people already in Switzerland, how many people have volunteered themselves. And maybe my number is showing there.
Your number is showing, yes. It's showing.
Yes. If there are people in Switzerland, please, you are free to give my number to anybody who is in Switzerland for us to try and build up also our 10-man committee here. And like I said, I am a Biafran. I am ready for Biafra. And we will march on the Almighty being on our side.
Thank you very much.
So my dear, please go on. And well, everybody will not come. Everybody will not. We will never be 100% everybody in one agreement. But those who have in them given the who have seen what is going on and who believe in the cause of Biafra, like you were saying, Joshua with 100 people, he did the work the Almighty sent him to do. So the same way, we may not be 1 million, we may only be 100, and the Almighty being on our side, we shall walk and we shall be free and we shall.
Amen, amen, and amen to that. Thank you very much for calling our brother from Switzerland. We'll give you a call. In fact, I think even Carol will call you to try to make sure that we establish that we need volunteers. We've been saying it. Go to Radio Biafra website community. Click on it. You see a volunteer form. If you volunteer yourself, if 1 million of us volunteer to serve their country, Nigeria can't do anything to you. Our people don't understand the logic. If you want to know how to protect yourself, come out en masse, Igwebike. Use that thing that our ancestors used to say, Igwebike. There is nothing Nigeria can do to 1 million people marching down the street. But if they isolate you one after the other, they will try to frighten the rest of you to see if you run away. But we are saying that this fight, will fight it to the finish. When God gave us that land where our ancestors established the unique race that is the Igbo people, He did not take permission from anybody. We survived it. We became a people. We did everything humanly possible to be a people. What we're asking for now is that we want to be left alone in peace. Think about this. The person that made you to become one Nigeria, when they were coming to your country, they did not take any visa from anybody. When the British came, there was no visa. They used guns and bites their way in. When we wanted to talk, they gave us Bible and quoted us, is it Luke or Mark? If they slap you on one side, turn the other side. So if somebody is taking your property, give him, if they take your wife, give them your daughter as well. That's what it means, in effect. They conquered us. In order to keep us quiet, they gave us the New Testament. And as I said yesterday, and I'll say it again, I am circumcised. I was circumcised on the 8th day that I was born. I am a direct descendant of the house of Israel by virtue of that singular act, because only Israel circumcises on exactly on the 8th day. For somebody who is uncircumcised to bring me the word of God is an insult to me as a person. You have nothing to teach me. I have godliness in me. We are the only people that practiced Ebe Berugo, Berenkesi, Bebele, and Kukwaya, live and let live. There are no other cardinal laws known to man that contains the same edict. Only the Igbo race. I come from a unique race. I come from a very special people. People sometimes say my Igbo-ness makes me arrogant. And I say to them, good luck to them. If you know what it means to be an Igbo person, you will know you are highly privileged to exist on this earth. It is an honor to be, it's a privilege to be born a genuine Igbo son or a genuine Igbo daughter. And that heritage we cannot throw away. I, Nnamdi Kanu, will not jettison it. And neither will the editorial board of Radio Biafra do the same. Because we know where we come from, we know where we are going, and God is on our side. And with His help, a few other people who are brave enough can come out so we can go and reclaim what is ours. Please, Doctor, give us a summary so we can close, please. Doctor, are you there?
Yes, Nandi, yes. This is a special Independence Day. Though most of the civil lately wasn't around the Independence Day, but all the same, all over the world, dear friends, those who don't know through Radio Biafra, they are now in the know that today is our Independence Day. Many people don't know that, but we will continue to educate and let them know. Just as we are saying, our life has been dedicated to the struggle for Biafra, and there will be no let it win. That's where it will remain. Until victory is achieved. Wherever you are, if you have not done anything, or you think you've not done enough, or you are thinking of doing anything, and you have not done anything, you are not doing yourself any good. You are not, the spirit of Biafra has not caught up with you yet. If you want freedom, you have to fight for it. It is not a good thing. America, UN, that's nothing like that. If you do not make hair while the sun shine. The sun will shine and they go down and you are see where you are. It is ourselves. We all know what to be done. It is for us to start doing it. The time for too much talking and theorizing is gone. Let us do what we need to do to get Biafra. You know what you need to do. Do it. If you don't know, you ask. Keep on listening to Radio Biafra and do what you need to do for Biafra.
God bless you wherever you are.
Thank you, Dr. Gamban. God bless you too. Please, Carol.
Yes, I agree with the brothers that, you know, 100 men, even if it's 100 that's going to put their life, those 100 still have to come forward, you know, volunteer and keep this going, because I'm disappointed so far, to be honest. So, you know, if I can do it, you can do it.
Thank you very much. I mean, and you're not even Igbo. You're here, and we're even castigating Brian. You're still here because you believe in the truth. We're also asking our people to do the same thing. If Carol, who is not Igbo, who left her family to come and help us, is volunteering herself for this work, why should you not do the same, you listening tonight? Let not what Owazurike and Masop did put you off supporting your own survival. That was the work of Lucifer, the work of Satan. They want to use them as roadblockers, obstacles. They are the lies of P2B. They play with our lives. But their own day of reckoning is coming. The children of the light is on the march. Nothing is going to stop us. Before we close this evening, we are going to play our national anthem. And whilst it's playing, after listening to it, you can pray, you can pour libation, you can do anything. This is the anthem that will lead us into glory. This is the banner we will fly when we go into battle. We are not kidding ourselves. There are things to be done. We are not moving back one inch. As we said previously, there will be no retreat. There will be no surrender. There will be no compromise. Not now, not ever. Good evening from me. Goodbye from London. See you sometime tomorrow. God bless you wherever you are.